Platform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat Chol HaMoed Pesach, March 30th, 2013, 19 Nisan, 5773, Exodus 33:12-34:26, Haftarah, Ezekiel 37:1-14, and Song of Songs is read. Devar Torah, Dry Bones, Moist Land, and Vital Prayer by Dahlia Marx. On the Shabbat that falls during Passover, we read the prophecy of the dry bones. The prophet Ezekiel experiences an unusual vision and declares an unusual prophecy. God walks him to a valley that is filled with bones and instructs him to declare to these bones, "I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live again." Ezekiel 37:5. Ezekiel complies, and the bones came together, bone to matching bone, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had grown, and skin had formed over them. Ezekiel 37:8. But the reconstructed bodies still did not have breath. God instructs Ezekiel to call to the Ruach, the wind, spirit, or breath, saying, "Come, O Ruach, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live again." What a dramatic prophecy! The wind complies, and the Ruach entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast multitude. Ezekiel 37:9-10. Now God explains the vision to the perplexed Ezekiel, saying that the dry bones are the whole house of Israel, who are now in a state of confusion and despair, but shall be revived in the future. This is almost the only place that the Hebrew Bible talks about resurrection, and even here it appears in a vision, a prophecy. Why do we read the prophecy of the dry bones on Passover? If the story of Passover speaks of God's mighty hand, this prophetic reading speaks about God's Spirit. And indeed, for us to be a free people, Passover, the festival of freedom, requires more of us than military or physical strength. Maybe this is why this prophecy is recited annually in the Central Memorial Ceremony for the Holocaust at Yad Vashem in Jerusalem and in many other memorial services. It reminds us that sometimes heroism is Gvurat HaRuach, heroism of the Spirit. Let us go back to the Ruach, the wind, in its literal meaning. 6 months of the year, we declare in Gvurot, divine powers, the second blessing of the Amidah, that God causes the wind to blow and the rain to fall. Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem. The wind appears in the blessing as the manifestation of the power of God. But we stop saying this prayer at Passover, the festival that marks the end of winter and the beginning of the dry season in Israel. Instead, we say that God causes the dew to fall, Morid Hatal. The transformation between the winter declaration, Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGashem, and the summer version, Morid Hatal, is traditionally marked in a special ritual in the synagogue. The prayer leader is dressed in a white robe, kittel, and then sings the prayers in a heartfelt and moving melody. The ritual ends with three blessings: for blessing and not for curse, livracha velo liklala, for life and not for death, lechayim velo lamavet, for abundance and not for scarcity, lesova velo lerazon. From this point on, from Pesach to Shmini Atzeret, the concluding day of the Sukkot season, rain is not considered a blessing, and the crops need the sun's warmth. So is the situation in Israel. Humorous stories depict Jews in Europe going to shul on Passover to recite the prayer for the dew, marking the end of winter while foundering in deep snow. This prayer, as well as the prayer for rain, recited on Shmini Atzeret, envisions life in the land of Israel. Even if you, your ancestors, and your descendants are not physically there, you are always virtually in the land of Israel. According to this view, religiously, it is the weather in the land of Israel that matters, and not the weather in the land where the worshipper lives. Needless to say, this view, emphasizing the centrality of the land of Israel, its climate, soil, and agriculture, was at one time foreign to Reform Jews. In his book, After Emancipation, Jewish Religious Responses to Modernity, Rabbi David Ellenson shows how the German Reform prayer books toned down the references to Israel in the case of this blessing, as well as in many other matters. Later, many American Reform Sidurim deleted the references to rain and dew altogether. In the last century, we see a gradual growing interest and sense of responsibility on the part of Reformed Jews in North America toward Israel. While the 1885 Pittsburgh Platform expresses a total lack of interest in it, saying, "We consider ourselves no longer a nation, but a religious community, and therefore expect neither a return to Palestine nor the restoration of any of the laws concerning the Jewish state." The 1999 Pittsburgh Statement of Principles speaks in an utterly different voice. "We are committed to Medinat Yisrael, the State of Israel, and rejoice in its accomplishments." This shift is reflected in the Reform Liturgy as well. Among many other changes, large and small, relating to Zion and Israel, Mishkan Tefillah includes the daily acknowledgement of the season, Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGashem in the winter, and Morid HaTal in the summer. Reciting these words gives us an opportunity to reflect on Haaretz, the earth, our world, and can also provide a moment of connection to Haaretz, the land of Israel. This liturgical shift that caused the inclusion of the ancient words relating to the seasons is a sign of the vitality of Reform Judaism. Matters that were deemed irrelevant or even disturbing in the past are now revisited, re-examined, and sometimes reinstituted in our worship. Perhaps this is also a manifestation of Ezekiel's prophecy on the vitality of matter that may seem dead, but may be worthy of revival and resurrection. Let us hope that this Ruach will always continue to blow. Rabbi Dalia Marks is an associate professor of liturgy and midrash at the Jerusalem campus of Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion. Her new book is Tractates, Tamid, Midot, and Kinim, a Feminist Commentary, published by Moore Seebeck.